The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Don't you just love it when you're scrolling on social media and you stumble upon a TikToker living life on the edge? They wake up at 5 a.m. and show their 50 steps to becoming a better version of themselves. Do you ever just wonder if you were to follow their 50 steps, would you have the same outcome as them? Well, I'm your host, Mejor Versión, here to follow these trending self-improvement tutorials and see if they are truly life-changing. Welcome back to Living Life on the Edge, episode number 3, with your host, Mejor Versión. So, I'm assuming that you read my title for the episode, Living Life to Overcome Social Anxiety. Something really funny actually happened when I was coming up with this idea. So, I initially asked my roommate 10 times for reassurance that the podcast title made sense and wasn't bad at all. She just laughed and told me to stop asking for reassurance, especially since the episode is about overcoming social anxiety. Anyways, social anxiety isn't the fear of being around people, but it is the fear of how people think of you. I have a fear of people judging me, and I didn't realize this was an issue until I was a sophomore in high school. I hated talking in front of my Spanish class, and even though I knew everyone in the class, it was super nerve-wracking. I remember I was worried about someone laughing at me or teasing me when giving presentations. I would see girls talking to each other and I would automatically assume they were talking about me, the way I looked, the way I dressed, or the way I even spoke Spanish. And still to this day, I struggle with social anxiety. When I first started school here at Dominican, I was invited to hang out with one of my roommate's friends, and I would make excuses to not go at all. It truly sucked because I did want to go, but I was so worried that I would be judged or teased, I would cancel. And I'm the type of person to cancel plans because I'm more worried about the outcome of the event. It sucks because anxiety does control many parts of my life. Given my past and current experiences with social anxiety, I want a change in my life. I don't want to be controlled anymore. Earlier before I started recording, I was talking to my roommate about overcoming social anxiety. And she firmly believes that to overcome social anxiety, you need to work on your self-confidence. And I struggle with self-confidence. I think very low of myself, which sucks because I don't like to have to take photos of myself, nor do I like to have my photo taken. Just seeing myself grosses me out because when I see a photo of myself, I start tearing myself down. And I think to myself, why did I smile like that? Why does my hair look like that? Why do my eyes look like that? So given her advice, it makes a lot of sense why I tend to cancel on social events. Because I'm not scared of people, but I fear judgment. And I do need a change in my life because life is so short and I want to enjoy every moment. So for this week's episode, I decided to listen to Call Her Daddy by Alex Cooper, specifically her episode on overcoming social anxiety. Alex starts off her podcast by defining social anxiety. She defines social anxiety as the intense fear of being watched or feared by others. And she continues with her experience with social anxiety, how she tends to overthink past conversations with people. She worries about how someone might portray her after saying a certain comment. And this is very valid as I tend to overthink past conversations as well. Sometimes I wish that I would have kept my mouth shut. And I fear that sometimes I come across as a terrible person as I tend to overanalyze past conversations. I realize that this is a constant cycle of anxiety, which makes me avoid social interaction. Anyways, getting back to Alex's episode, she adds that no one is looking at us as much as we're looking at them, and no one knows that we're having such spiraling thoughts. We all have this bias in the way that we think, and it's that we overestimate how much people are looking at us and scrutinizing us. But the only time that we are probably right that people are judging us is, like, for instance, when you are on stage or on the field playing a sport. For me, I dance flamenco, and I know people are judging me when I'm on stage from head to toe, based on my appearance, based on my skirt work, based on my footwork, my overall appearance. And this experience complicates everything we are. But when I am struggling with social anxiety during my Flacotico performance, I take a look around and I think to myself, hey, everyone else is in the same boat as me, and they are probably feeling the same way. This is really nerve-wracking, but just breathe and have a good time. Alex also comments on partner dependency. Only going out with your significant other when they are with you. And when you are depending on your boyfriend or girlfriend, it puts a strain on the relationship because you're stopping yourself from building your self-confidence. You depend on your partner and it restricts your ability to live and do things by yourself and build your self-confidence. In an ideal, perfect world, you would want to be able to build yourself up so you and your partner could live life independently and also share a true connection, meaning to not depend on them entirely. For me personally, I know I don't like to depend on anyone, my parents, my boyfriend, my siblings. I like to live independently. I work to support myself. I like to keep two separate lives, one with my boyfriend and one without him. Because let's say we break up, I can continue moving forward without having any setbacks. Two separate lives, meaning we create our memories at a certain place and I can continue moving forward, attending my own spots regularly. As Alex's episode comes to end, she sends off her listeners with this advice. One, learning a breathing technique when you are anxious and start to feel panic. Start to change the way you breathe. Breathe slowly, allowing your heart rate to lower. Take big breaths. Number two, stay present and focus on the now. Don't stress about the past or future because life will pass you up. Number three, make a worry list. It is truly so simple. The idea is to write down what you are worried about and make plans for tomorrow or the future so you can make rational decisions and think clearly about it. After listening to Alex's episode, I decided to follow it for a week to see if there were any changes in my life. I wanted to overcome social anxiety. So starting on Monday, I have a speech class. The whole reason for this class is to get used to public speaking. And for me, that is very stressful. But I decided to put myself out there and volunteer. I kept thinking that I needed to stay in the present and focus on the now. And I did the breathing techniques that Alex did recommend, which were start to change the way you breathe. Breathe slowly and allow your heart rate to lower. Take big breaths. After I finished speaking, I felt my heart pounding. Although this was a nerve-wracking experience, I started to grow as a person and not allow anxiety to control my life, which felt amazing. On the second day of me following my Alex Cooper's advice on Tuesday, I work for the City of San Rafael childcare, and I hate trying to get the children's attention because they tend to be very judgmental. So I felt like this was much harder than talking in front of college students. They do not listen, they have no respect whatsoever, and I wanted to step out of my comfort zone to get their attention. So I did two things. One, I call them all my friends. So I go, friends, today we are going to wash our hands and then I would like for you to sit on the carpet. Obviously, they didn't listen to that. So I usually do like, if you can hear my voice, clap once. If you can hear my voice, clap twice. If you can hear my voice, clap three times. If you see someone talking, look at them and shush. And I did that, and I also told all my little friends that they need to listen to me because the sky is blue and the grass is green. They always love my little jokes, and they did listen to me finally. I just needed to raise my voice and be a little bit more firm. And it felt amazing for them to finally show some sense of respect rather than walking all over me. On Wednesdays, I work for the City of Santa Clara. Santa Clara County offers SNP, which is a senior nutrition program offered to those seniors 60 and over. starting from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 from Monday to Friday. During SMP, seniors are given announcements based on the different activities we offer monthly. So for this past Wednesday, I told them their announcements, which were Spooktacular. Spooktacular is our Halloween event, which is going to occur on October 27th, starting from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And we're going to have a haunted house. We're going to have games, crafts, and as front desk, it is my job to deliver such announcements like Spooktacular. Typically, I ask one of my coworkers to stand on stage and help me do announcements. But today, since I am overcoming social anxiety, I decided to do a solo announcement. And the seniors loved my announcements and clapped really loud. It felt amazing to no longer feel dependent on my coworker, as I felt independent enough to do announcements by myself. Halfway through the week, I'm feeling amazing, right? Well, on Thursday, I found out I had a presentation in one of my classes, and I was so nervous. I truly do hate talking in front of any class. I could feel my heart twisting and turning. Just the thought of me talking in front of college students stressed me out. But I stuck with Alex's advice and breathing techniques. I stayed in the present and did not want to worry about what other people thought of me. The presentation went okay, but you could definitely tell I was struggling a little bit as I continuously started to stutter. Anyway, Thursday was not a success, but there's always going to be bumps in the road. Moving on to Friday, I went to a conversation club with my roommate, and we met some of the exchange students. And my roommate and I taught them the Cupid Shuffle and Wobble, and we didn't really care what they thought because we were having so much fun up until my roommate ended up ripping her sweatpants. But they thought it was super cute and funny, and we ended up hanging out with them again on Saturday. So after following Alex Cooper's advice for a week, what are some things I like and didn't like about her advice? So number one, for me, the worry notes did not work. I am not one to journal, so obviously I knew that piece of advice didn't fit me or my life, and it doesn't mean that it might not work for you. So I would just say try it because we're all different. We all cope differently. Number two, I am indifferent to breathing techniques. I usually like to calm myself down by pointing out three things I could smell and three things I could touch. So, for example, right now I could smell cookies, my roommate's air freshener, and candles. Three things I can see are my roommate, lights, and my computer. Number three, I liked the idea of living in the now rather than dwelling in the past or worrying about the future. Life does truly pass you up if you aren't focused on the now. And I came to a realization that I cannot change the past, so why focus on it? If anything, this week taught me to step out of my comfort zone because staying in and doing the same exact routine is causing me to be left out on new experiences. So with that, my advice to you is to go out and try something new. Do not let your anxiety control your life because life is so short. If you have plans with your friend tomorrow, go do that. Or if they want to do something really spontaneous, go do it. Do not let your anxiety control your life because life is so short. Do not waste your life by focusing on the past. Do not rement on past conversations you've had where you believe that you were portrayed as someone bad. Focus on the now. Anyways, I hope you liked my podcast, Living Life to Overcome Social Anxiety, and I hope you tune in next week to Living Life on the Edge with Mejor Versión.